I smell really bad right now. Like, I can smell it. You know when you can smell yourself and you're like, ooh, I gotta make some moves. This is bad. Social Media Lounge, what are we serving in there today, Belly? Other than deodorant.
Fresh showers. I just showers. A suffering sucker's ass loose.
Ooh. Well, welcome to the show, folks. You got Ringo Starr here. I got Ringo. And I'm joined by my friend Kermit. Hello, Kermit.
Hi, Ringo. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. You know, I got a little jam session later and I've got to get to, and I'm a little bit lazy. I've got to get my sketches on.
I've played a lot of instruments. So I think I can help.
What about Miss Piggy? Did you play her?
Like a fiddle.
Let's go! All right, let's get to this stupid story I have for you. It's actually really good. From the Social Media Lounge, what's going on?
Cigarette butt plugs.
What?
That's what I'm getting from the story.
Oh, I thought that was from the Social Media Lounge. I'm like, get out of my head. How do you know where we're going already?
Yep. Cigarette boofing. That's from the Social Media Lounge.
This one's nuts. You know when you're in college and you just have those friends from high school to come visit? This is freshman year of college, so you still have those ties to your high school friends back when you were seniors, mm-hmm. right? Kind of assholes. When you're a senior, you are on top of the world. You're confident.
Okay, yeah.
Well, you're a big fish in a small sea.
Small pond.
Doesn't even matter how confident you are in high school compared to when you get to college. You're very confident senior year compared to freshman year when you know nobody.
I'd rather know nobody. Everyone knows me. This is a whole new world where I can create a whole new mystique about myself.
Do you find that's common? I don't think that's common.
No, I think people should.
Most people are more comfortable around all the people that they know instead of nobody.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I'm trying to get
social
at.
Social people, I guess. Non-sociable people.
This guy.
I'll find my comfort in any zone. It's most likely the couch at the party.
That is true. He goes to the bar by himself and just hangs out. Like, I get it. But you have to understand, that's not normal.
No, it's not.
You know most people. That's why the transfer rate. What's the transfer rate in freshmen? It's like 50%.
Yeah, a lot of freshmen either transfer because school's too hard or they're... family's not close or their friends aren't there. And
so I'm trying to get this story off the ground. So that's kind of where I'm going. That is the truth. That's most people are way more confident senior year of high school or at least around your senior friends.
All right.
When they come to visit.
I want to see where this story is going.
Okay, then.
I hope you're not friends with these people anymore. Wink, wink.
I am. You know when you're like too good of friends with somebody? You can't like just like say, oh, that's it. But like, yeah, dude, that was not
close.
Okay.
It got close this time.
So we were freshmen in high school. We're all living in the dorms.
You know, you're freshmen in college.
Freshmen in college. We're all living in the dorms. And at East Carolina University, Halloween is a thing.
Halloween. I mean, universities.
No, I'm saying look. Google Halloween ECU. Just type in those two words. Halloween ECU. It's a thing. It's like Mardi Gras at you know.
You're talking about
Louisiana.
You went to the North Carolina party school. I went to the Virginia party school.
I understand, but what I'm trying to tell you that I'm just taking knowledge on. This one's my world. ECU has Halloween stronger than most colleges in the country. It's a thing. You'll travel from other schools to do ECU Halloween. They got snipers on the roof with beanbag guns trying to control it. They shut down all of downtown. Like, we don't need stories, but I'm just, trust me on the legitimacy of this. Halloween at ECU, very big.
Large.
I mean, I'm a freshman in college. I'm walking the streets and you look up at all the apartments of the buildings that are overlooking the streets and it's just girls with their tits out.
Yeah, that's college.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm 18 years old. I'm like, wow.
I'm fairly
look
certain
at that one. Every, and then look at those.
I'm fairly
I mean,
certain every sorority in the bunch has created a challenge to be as slutty as possible.
On college, Halloween. We could do slutty costumes. We'll do that as its own separate story. But for now, just you and me, It's already going off. There's girls that are just, you know, flashing for beads. It's Mardi Gras, right? So what we did is we actually had... a friend of ours who went to East Carolina, her family had a house, like a vacation house, like 25 minutes west. And it was a nice house in a nice neighborhood. It's not a college town anymore. You're 25 miles west. So now it's like actual just straight up neighborhoods, right? So if that's the case, you're not dealing with, you know, houses, but they're in a college town where they're all occupied by kids. This is houses of families, mansions, big houses, like 6 5-bedroom house.
Okay.
Okay. Two-car garage, all of that. Well, she says, let's have a party at that house. Because we had, Billy, we had probably 15 friends visiting. Because all of our friends that we went to high school with, they're, if they're anywhere within driving distance, they all know, well, who do we know at East Carolina for Halloween? Because ECU Halloweens are the tits, right? So they all came to visit for Halloween.
Good.
So imagine 20 of your best friends from high school. Not best friends, 20 of your friends from high school, and it was a lot of like the cool kids, like the popular kids, the rowdy kids. Because the girl who's hosting this house, and this was one of them.
This is her, a lot of her local high school friends, because...
But we went to the same high school.
So she's also...
She's from here. Virginia. She's from Northern Virginia. And so we went to East Carolina, not together, but we all ended up... Like five of us went to East Carolina, and she's one of them. She held a party at her parents' house, and all of our friends from high school...
North Carolina?
Yeah.
So her family moved to North Carolina.
No, they just have a vacation house there. Don't bog down on the details. Vacation house. But they're just... We're just... All of our friends are just trying to come and visit East Carolina.
Okay.
And so they all come. There's 20 people, and they're sitting now at this house. So you've got people from UNC, from Georgetown, from Pitt, from whoever, all over.
Georgetown.
All over.
Nice. That's far.
Get out of the details.
No, that's far. It's a long drive to come.
I'm telling you, people drove 10 hours to get to this.
Yeah.
So.
I thought you were going to say Georgia Tech.
They might as well have. But obviously there's no parents. The parents are still back here in Northern Virginia. They just said, yeah, sure, use the house, sweetie. Little did they know, horrible mistake.
Big mistake.
So let's see. Where do we want to go? You already know about the cigarettes. I'll hold off on that one. First thing that happened, they have sensors on the garage doors, right? So, you know, like they're like about 6 inches above the ground and they shoot laser across. And if somebody like walks across, it'll make the garage door go back up.
Yep.
Right. So who knows why? Motherfucking asshole. Kick, grab, launch into the yard. Takes the other one, kicks it off, grabs it, launches it into the yard.
The sensors.
$100. A couple $100 sensors.
What?
They're like $300. Yeah, just why would you do that?
That's
like evil.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? Not
really
a close friend
sensors.
Of mine.
Sensors.
But it's not, yeah, what do you got? Something against sensors?
Sensors.
At that point, you're just destroying to destroy.
His sensory perception is not very good.
Very nice. Very nicely done. So it's already going not so well. And then the girl, we're going to call her Jane, hosting, because we're going to have to talk about Jane. Jane now freaks the fuck out because she found out that her sensors are broken off and she's yelling at everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. But everybody's hammered. And when she yells, it's the kind of thing where she's like, bah, can you fuckers do this to me? Bah, you're so disrespectful. Bah. And she'd leave the room and everyone go, you know, it was sad. I felt bad for her.
Yeah. She's hosting a party for all these people and they're disrespecting her home.
Now, granted, these are not my main friends from high school. These are her main friends, the popular group, the fun, rowdy, but not, so, you know, get into a little trouble group.
Kicking sensors and breaking.
Kicking sensors and taking names, man. Yeah.
All right. So what are they doing?
So now that's already riled her up. Okay. She's in yelling at everybody.
Yep. She's
and
fired.
And there is there's a pack of Newport cigarettes just sitting. We're in the garage. And they're just sitting on the two steps, the two cement steps to the door into the house, you know?
Yep.
Pack of cigarettes, pack of Newport cigarettes. My friend goes, oh, it's disgusting. Newports? Oh, God. Watch this. And he takes out every single one of those cigarettes and puts them between his butt crack. And then back into the pack and then back onto the step. And then when very drunk girl comes out, and I'm not making her sound stupid, I'm just... This is how she sounded because she was hammered. Oh my God, you guys found me in Newports. Like, oh my God, I'm so stupid. I shouldn't have left them there. And he says, oh man, you're smoking Newports? That's stupid in the first place. I mean, that's like as disgusting as if I were to take every single one of those and rub them between my butt cheeks.
Oh no.
And then you were to smoke it. And she goes, I know, that's ew, that's so gross. And smokes it right in front of him. And I'm just like, oh.
Oh, no.
Just bad. Where are you right now? What's going on? I need you here. What's happening?
No, I'm just saying that's disgusting.
Yes,
I mean, like,
yeah, it is. Are you mad at your friend or are you at least a little bit
I'm
amused?
I'm mad at the entire room.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because not one of you stood up and said, wait.
No. Come on.
Don't smoke those cigs.
You're going to say, wait. I don't think you would have.
You want to? I'm going to be the party pooper there and deny someone a fecal disease in their mouth. I'd walk right up to her and smack those cigarettes out of her hand, and she'd get real mad. The only person she'd get mad at is me.
I was this far from her. If she was right here, I could have just... I'll put it on me. You can put it on me if you want. It was gross.
The six of you that were sitting in that garage watching him stick those cigarettes up his butt. No.
It's not cool.
You're now collaborators. Especially knowing when the girl came out, she's about to smoke those. Now, was there any girls that witnessed him do this?
No. It was me and like two other guys.
Then she was screwed.
She was screwed. No, I mean, other than me standing up, which I'll admit I did not do.
A girl would have been in the room, but I'm like, no, girl, stop.
I think any of us should have done that. We all should have done that.
Yeah, but you were drunk and drinking.
Yeah, but I was waiting to screw up another way.
Oh, no. How did you screw up?
So far, I have just been waiting in the wings and witnessing things.
You kissed this girl that smoked the butt cigarettes. Spoilers. It's getting my belly shaky. Did the guy that did it, was he the one that kissed
her? At this point, are there any questions from the social media lounge?
Smoke that shitterette.
Ass
is cleaner than the cigarettes.
That's probably true.
No, I have a full doubt that anyone that would stick cigarettes up their crack knows it's a dirty crack.
I wouldn't eat something off of that crack.
Yeah.
You couldn't pay me. If they gave me a $20 bill that came out of his crack, I'd be like, nope.
It'd be $1,000.
How much of that? No. Let me ask you this question. Belly's ass. Social media lounge. Pipe in the number of how much money it would take for you to accept that money coming from his crack. So if it was a $20 bill that was just in his crack and you had to just pull it out.
Except
like
that,
a stripper.
It's a weird fetish.
Like a stripper. Yeah. Well, hey, we never know. We'll find something in the social media. How much money would it take for it to have to be sitting in Belly's ass crack and you have to pull it out to keep it? $20? Probably not. I don't want that $20. But if I put $500 in his ass crack, would you take it?
I shower mostly every day.
If I put $500 in my ass crack, would you take it?
Yeah, then I'd turn it directly into the bank.
What about
with gloves on?
What about $50? Would you take $50 out of my ass crack?
I have no gloves, right?
No gloves is the rule. No gloves is the stipulation. Belly, would you take $50 out of my ass crack?
I know y'all use baby wipes. I do it for hundo. 20's a 20.
I don't know, man. I don't want your 50s.
That's a touchdown.
That is a touchdown. I don't want your 50. I don't want it. $100 would be $100. Yeah.
Hand it right over to the bank.
An ass crack hundo?
Oh, yeah. What's that brown spot on there? Don't have answers for that. Just take the 100. Put it in my account.
Jesus Christ. Oh, you guys are the
best.
That's
your problem now.
Let's do
this.
You know
what? Some Purell wipes back there.
Let's go rocking out.
Hand sanitizer.
I'm going to finish this story strong. We'll do your favorite costumes. We'll send you off into Halloween with a nice spooky smile on your face. And it's all happening next.